Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
you used to train
for me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
come on,
everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for
every valley, you used to strengthen me, I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
Oh.
stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Open up your mouth and just thank God for who he is. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's enter in with all faith this morning, trusting God for a mighty move in our lives, in the life of those in our family. Amen. Father God, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Oh, come on, church. According to Psalm 95, 1 through 7, come on. Let's shout hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. Come on, the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on, enter in with our faith of walking in expectation, expecting God to do it, expecting the turnaround. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, expecting our healing, expecting our breakthrough. Amen. Expecting unity where there's been division. Amen. Expecting peace where there's been confusion and chaos. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, being delivered from every addiction. Amen. Every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath. Amen. Spirit of oppression, depression. Come on and shout glory. Glory, hallelujah, because God is able. The Bible says with man is impossible. With God, all things are possible. I want you to understand we serve a God to turn around, that he's able to turn it around for your good. If you just believe him, if you just stand in faith on today and receive, hallelujah, the blessing that coming from heaven, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout with joy to him with psalms. Let us in the name of Jesus Christ, I recover. My Lord, my God, for the Lord is a great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it and his hands from the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people. Amen. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. And the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. If you would just hear the voice of the Lord on today and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we enter in with our faith this morning. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, it had not been for you, Father God. Lord, where will we be on today? Hallelujah. But we thank you for your word said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you will open up the channels of our spirit right now and let there be a great pouring in. Fill these your temples with as much of crown of glory as possible. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, pray. We pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Release your warring angels to war against any spirits of desire to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come and we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. According to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blank from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at the intrinsic and quantum level. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come humbling ourselves this morning that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come to worship you as your word desires, in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4, 22. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the truth, he is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Out of the love that you have placed in our hearts to you, Lord God, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. Amen. Lord, we don't come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the love and intimate relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God, O Lord. Our soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, yea, even pants for the cross of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let that fire burn everly increase in each of us. Amen. Holy Ghost, fire, take root. Uphold us with our free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be exposed to those in our family and loved ones, and let it be taken out the way. Amen. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, oh Lord. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship, oh God, where we rejoice only in you. Hallelujah. You are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, Lord, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those that are needing healing this morning, oh God, let healing take place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those that are needing deliverance, oh God, let deliverance take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those that are needing to pray through in their finances and support, oh Lord, let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the turnaround. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. According to Romans 12, 1 through 2, a sweet savor aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise into everything, things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you out of love and offer admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to endure a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man. Hallelujah. 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 That we worship our Heavenly Father in the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us, and it's manifesting itself right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for your glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. We decree and declare that greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world, that we're more than conquerors. Amen. And we receive the Spirit of God into our lives that we may know how the things given to us by God. Amen. We have been redeemed and forgiven, and we are a recipient of his lavish grace. Hallelujah. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've been raised up and seated with Christ in heavenlies. Amen. Hallelujah. We have Christ himself in us. Amen. We've been firmly rooted in Christ, and we are now, hallelujah, we're now built up in him. Amen. We have been buried and raised and made alive with Christ. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We've been raised up with Christ. Our life is now hidden with Christ in God. For Christ now is our life. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you remembered us on today, oh God, when it could have been, should have been, but you, Father God, saw fit that it would not be, oh God. We could have been gone, oh God. We could be cooling in our grave, but Lord, you remembered us, and it's you that has kept us, and we thank you, Lord. We decree and declare 2 Timothy 1, hallelujah, and 9. It says that we've been saved and called, set apart according to God's doing. Amen. We have a right to, hallelujah, to come boldly to before the throne, to, hallelujah, to find mercy and grace in time of need. We come on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, because we're in need, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you're always there. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh Lord, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 1 and 4. We've been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God. Amen. Which we are partaker of his divine nature. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. We have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, church. We obtain inheritance. We overcome the world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray for our world leaders that your spirit rest upon them. We believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the hearts of our world leaders, and that they will do your will. And Heavenly Father, that their hearts and ears are attentive to your godly counsel. Lord, make them women and men of your integrity, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Lord, I pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off and rooted out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in time of trouble. So we decree and declare with our mouth that your people dwell safely in this land, and we prosper abundantly. We are more than conquerors in Christ, through Christ Jesus. We give thanks to you, Lord God, that the good news of the gospel is published in our land. Amen. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and lives of the people. Hallelujah. We give thanks for this land and leaders that you have given us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 14, verse 13 and 14, watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut up, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about in their lives. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person that we pray for today, or will pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. By faith we receive, oh Lord, but we ask in Jesus' name that you would increase our faith right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, so that we can receive the miracle, amen. Hallelujah, the miracle of healing, the miracle of breakthrough, hallelujah, the miracle of deliverance, hallelujah, the miracle of freedom, oh God, the miracle of the way, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now that's in Sunday service. According to Isaiah 16:2, I ask you, Lord God, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, I ask you to cover each of us with your glory and presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I dip my full mind, body, soul, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare anything, hallelujah, that's attached itself to us, amen, on us or in us, has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare victory by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name as we go on today and those that are to be traveling on today, Father God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Amen. As we put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Amen. In the mighty name of Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all, hallelujah, all the forces of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Oh, Lord, let there be no, hallelujah, no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our family members and loved ones, all that we have and will have, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, over our homes, all that's in our homes, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and judges, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that restoration has come. We thank you, Lord God, that it is so, oh God, that your blessing is upon our life, oh God, that make it rich and add no sorrow, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can't thank you enough, Father God, but yet and still we thank you and we love you. We thank you that you loved us first, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, to save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for it all. We thank you for your finished work on Calvary and that you left nothing undone. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are finished work in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's enough to shout about this morning. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Help us all, Father God. All that have an ear to hear on today, hallelujah, and a heart to receive, let them, oh God, receive, oh God. Help them, oh God. And we thank you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, church, let's say amen. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you're here today and you still have life and God has kept you, come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, 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 come on. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know God will be a turnaround? He's able to turn that situation around for your good. Even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come on. Lord, we thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. We have a full house here in church service this morning. I know you all church are here, in the little one in the background. He's attending church this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to let him be who he is and help him and correct him so he will be guided and instructed and know what to do in life as he grows up to be a man one day. But he is here in Sunday service, and he is excited. And his name is Kyler. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, church. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday service. We're so happy to be on the line. Hallelujah. We have our daughters here and grandson. He is in full voice. Amen. At 2 years old, you can have this later. Amen. He's ready to take communion, but he has to wait a little bit. All right, just wait a little bit. Amen. Welcome and welcome.
Not yet. Welcome, 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 every single one here at the Sunday service this morning. We are so glad that each and every one of you are here with us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in this day, because God is so good and he is so worthy to be praised. We would like to welcome every single one of you that's here with us here in Texas. Welcome to the Sunday service this morning. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Houston and all its surrounding areas, welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. Thank y'all for welcoming us into your home. Thank y'all for coming to Sunday service this morning. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters and family members and friends in this great state of Louisiana. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for loving us. All of our brothers and sisters here from New York, and all its surrounding areas. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all our other family members and friends, we love y'all so much. Welcome here to Sunday service. Thank y'all so much. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends, Minister Lauren Green there in Chicago, Illinois, and all this surrounding area. We just want to welcome y'all. We are just so happy to be right here in this place today. Amen. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen, amen. And we'd like to just welcome you. We would like for you to press 1 if this is your first time. If it's your first time, let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you have any prayer petition, anything that you want to pray about, See, everybody has something that's going on in their life. And we thank God for this opportunity here, this opportunity right now, because we are that two or three, that two or three that are gathered together. Because God said when two or three come together asking anything in his name, in Jesus' name, he said, that I will do. And I believe in the power of prayer. Amen. So do press one. If you are online, if you are online, do call in 845-277-9213 and press one. Press one. Amen. 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 We do have one prayer request here, and we thank God for you, Jayla, for coming and Sunday service and coming with your prayer request. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for just being who you are. We thank you, Father God, for being a way maker. We thank you, Father God, for being a promise keeper. We thank you, Father God, for being our source for every single one of our needs, Father. You said, Father God, your word, Father God, in Matthew chapter 6, you said to seek ye first your kingdom, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. So we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to bring these right here gifts to you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us already. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us in our finance. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us in our relationships in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed our children right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us in every single step that we take, every single place that we go. When we go outside, Father God, we thank you that you have blessed us, for we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed going out and blessed coming in. And we thank you, Father God, that you did it all through Christ Jesus. Because when we start to think about what Jesus Christ have already done in our lives, hallelujah, see, we don't have no choice, Father God, but just to trust you in every single way. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray, Father God, right now for promotions on our jobs right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you would touch the hearts of the men and the women that employ us, Father God, for you already know which way that you would have for us to go. You already have ordained our steps, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that those that we will meet up with, Father God, hallelujah, in this right here place, it'll all be because of your grace, hallelujah. Grace, 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 and more grace. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that all is well with us. All is well with our children. All is well with our grandsons and our granddaughters and all of our grandchildren. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just sing that it is so, yes. And it shall be no other way. If you receive that for yourself, Jayla, say amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you receive it for yourself, say amen. Amen. And it shall be by your faith. Amen. At this time, we're going to prepare for communion as we do every Sunday. So if you could just go ahead and grab all your elements that you'll need, your cracker, your water, your wine. We're going to get that prepared right now. We're going to have a song selection of our brother Joe Washington. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother Joe Washington. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again. And I just want to let you know that God is able. I had a big major surgery last Wednesday, and God brought me through it. He brought me through it, and I'm home recuperating now. But, you know, I'm hooked up to a few things. But, you know, I want you to know that when I was in there on the operating table, you know, it's funny. They did what they had to do. It took 5 hours. And they put me in recovery or whatever. And when I opened my eyes, the first thing I told my wife, I saw God walking with me. You know, God is able to do all things with fear. The operation was a success. Now it's all up to me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, with my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, with my mind stayed on him. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Uncle Joel, for blessing us here. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. We thank God for you, and we pray that you have a speedy recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. Stay right there in that place of believing in God, knowing that every single thing is all right. Amen. God, stay right there in that place of knowing that he is good. See, when you stay in that place of knowing that God is good, hallelujah, you see him do things that are so miraculous and so wonderful in your life. Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to prepare for communion. Hallelujah. If you have your elements available right now, let's go ahead. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man and woman examine him or herself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. You took all of our sins. You took all of our transgressions. You took all of our iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins. Hallelujah. all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, Lord, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. Hallelujah. So we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Your word says, Lord, in 1 Corinthians, that after supper, Jesus, he took the cup, and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, for your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and all of our transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. And we thank you. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving, knowing that all is well. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins, church? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. When you think about it, the blood of Jesus, so you'll stop thinking about all the things that you have accomplished, all the things that you have done, and all the things that you have said, and you plead the blood of Jesus, knowing that all is well. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back in the preach word for our very own minister, Lauren Green, so stay with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power blood that Jesus shed, he shed for me. Today,
Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. That will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're preparing for the message part of Sunday service. The preacher word is going to be brought today by Minister Lauren Green. As I present him to you, amen, a man of God, a man of God's own heart, a man that's willing and ready to be in position to receive what God has to say in order to deliver to God's people that will bring change. Amen. I present to you none other than our Minister Lauren Green. God bless you, Minister Lauren.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. I want to thank God for touching your heart to give me the opportunity to bring his word. We pray that the word will touch and give us all grace and strength today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We want to talk to you this morning for a little while from the book of Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah, the third chapter and the sixth verse. I mean, the third chapter and the third verse, I'm sorry. Nehemiah, the sixth chapter and the third verse. And I sent messengers unto them saying, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, which I leave it and come down to you? Amen. We want to talk to you for a little while. Keep building. Keep building. We're only going to touch on maybe just three areas of building today. We want to talk about building our relationship with God, building our relationship with our family, friends, and then the third area is building through our talents. Whether you, God has blessed you with a business or you have great responsibility, building in those three areas. Amen. And one of the things you have to realize is that anytime you try to move forward in God, especially in God, especially in Christ, you're going to face opposition. Nehemiah saw a problem. It was distress. Instead of complaining or wallowing in self-pity and grief, he took action. Nehemiah knew that God wanted him to motivate the Jews to rebuild Jerusalem's walls. So he left his responsible position in the Persian government to do what God wanted. Nehemiah knew God could use his talents to get the job done. He organized, managed, supervised, encouraged, met opposition, confronted injustice, and kept going until the walls were built. Amen. How many know today that you got to see whatever vision God has given, you have to see it all the way through. You have to complete it. Whatever task that God gives you, or even the task of the day, go all the way through the day and keep going until you reach that goal, until that task is completed. I don't care. It doesn't matter what it is. The beautiful thing about all this is that if you practice daily reaching your goals on the small things, I don't care if it's just writing a grocery list, going to the store, getting everything you need. If you practice going through the small things, then God can bless you to do great and big things. Amen. Nehemiah was talking with fellow Jews who reported that the walls and gates of Jerusalem were in despair. This was disturbing news. And rebuilding those walls became Nehemiah's burden. At an opportune time, Nehemiah asked King Alexis for permission to go into Jerusalem to rebuild the fallen walls. The king approved. Armed with royal letters, Nehemiah traveled to Jerusalem. He organized the people into groups and assigned them to specific sections of the wall. Chapter 3. The construction project was not without opposition. However, Sanballat and others tried to halt the work with insults, ridicules, threats, and sabotage. Some of the workers became fearful. Others became weary. In each case, Nehemiah employed a strategy to frustrate the enemies. Amen. Through prayer. Whatever situation you're faced, and when that opposition comes, pray your way through. And then one of my favorite things I always say, get the word on it. Get the word on it. Amen. Whenever you are trying to move forward and whenever you're trying to do anything positive, especially for Christ, you're going to face opposition. But let's back up a little bit here. We want to build our relationships with God. Build our relationships with God. That comes through quiet time with God. Amen. Studying the word. Meditation. Meditation is a great key, because what meditation does is you take that word in you and then you begin to think about it. That stirs it. Amen. Pray throughout the day. I know that Pastor Manning and Pastor Dorsey Manning, Tommy Grant are prayer warriors. And the rest of us, we have to become prayer warriors. Pray about everything. James 4:7-8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. I'm going to back up a little bit. The only way you can resist the devil is that you have to submit to God first. And one of the ways of submitting to God is through prayer. Amen. 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 Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Satan and God cannot be in the same place at the same time. Satan is gone. When God comes and when the Holy Spirit is moving, the devil flees. Amen. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he will have begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ finishes what he starts. God is doing a work in you. Be patient. Even in your growth, even in your studies, be patient with what God is doing with you right now, right at that moment. And continue to grow and continue to get closer and closer and closer to God, because what will happen is it'll bless your life. You'll become a blessing to other people around you. Amen. People will see your light shining and shining bright when you keep that relationship with God. A close relationship with him. You must yield to the Holy Spirit. You yield to the Holy Spirit by doing the right thing. Amen. Overcome evil with good. One of the things I found out is that when the Holy Spirit is telling you to forgive, forgive right then. Do it right away. I know when you're in a situation and somebody has wronged you, that it hurts at the moment, but forgive right away. If you're not able to forgive right away, ask God to give you the grace to forgive. Let it go. Let it go. I know it hurts. You can be in a hurtful situation. Let it go. When the Holy Spirit is telling you to call somebody, call them. That person that he put on your heart to call might need your encouragement right at that moment. When the Holy Spirit tells you to give, give. So what am I saying? Yield. Yield to the Holy Spirit. All that is rebuilding that relationship with God. Overcome evil with good. Amen. If you're in a workplace and you got people who are mean, keep being kind. Keep being nice. Amen. On the holidays, get them a car. Amen. Overcome evil with good. Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak of respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. In other words, whatever situation you're in, be thankful, because somebody is going through something worse than you. The Bible says that where there is contentment and godliness, there is great gain. So Paul was saying here that whatsoever state I'm in, therewith be content. Amen. There are times when God is pruning us and humbling us. Amen. Then there are times God is lifting us up. Forth in him in boldness and love. Next, we want to build our relationships with our family and friends, especially our young people. You might be an aunt or an uncle. You always got a niece or a nephew that looks up to you. If you are a grandmother, you got grandchildren that look up to you. You might say they don't want to listen. You always got one. You always got one or two out of the bunch that you have their ear. Amen. And give them godly counsel. Amen. You have to keep talking to them, especially our young people. Then you might say they are not listening. You got to keep telling them the right things. On a couple of occasions, I've had to go back to my mom and say, I understand now what you used to tell me growing up. Amen. Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go when he is old. It will not depart from him. He'll remember what he was taught. Don't give up on him. Amen. Don't give up on him. Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Love on someone today. And whatever you're building, what I want to tell you, build it on love. Love on somebody today. Be kind to someone today. Because like I said earlier, you never know what they're going through. Matthew 5:7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. God can use a yielded vessel. One of the things is be compassionate, be kind, be understanding. Remember that at one time you were once a babe in Christ. God can use a yielded vessel. God has saved people in all professions and different walks of life. There are Christians. It's a matter of him leading them to you so you can network, so you can work together to come build a relationship. God has saved doctors, lawyers, teachers, professors, investors, businessmen and businesswomen, tradesmen, etc. And he has people with good morals and good standards. Bible says that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turns it whatsoever way he wills. In other words, God can send somebody to be a blessing to you that's not even saved. I've had people tell me, say, I don't know why I'm being so nice to you or doing this for you, but I'm going to do it. That's God. God can do that. Amen. So when we build that relationship with God, God can touch people to bless us. In the Bible, it talks about in Genesis where King Abimelech gave herds and sheep and oxen, all these things to Abraham. Amen. Building our relationship, we want to be a witness. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Amen. We got to always be ready. I've had people ask me a question on a drop of a hat. I had to be ready. Amen. We want to give people the word. Amen. Amen. In ministry, Matthew 18 and 19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. How many know you can... Two Christians can be talking and talking about the Lord. You have in church right there. Amen. Amen. Keep building. Keep building. Keep building. 1 Corinthians 3:6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. God will give the increase. Amen. Building in our businesses or in our through our talents. Amen. If you like music and you sing, and you may have a CD, God will show you how to get the word out, how to promote your business. Amen. How many know that having a house and a husband and wife, that's like having a business? Amen. Ask God to give you favor everywhere you go. Amen. When you start your day, when you start your journey, ask God as you go to give you favor everywhere you go. Use your gifts and your talents to build a team. Amen. Put people that are saved and catch the vision around you. Put people who are saved that will catch the vision and follow. You want saved people working with you. Amen. Working together. Amen. Years ago, this was before internet. We're talking 35 years ago. I don't want to tell my age. But my father had a little pallet business, and I was working with him. And we would go door to door. We would ask them, did you want to sell some pallets or buy some pallets or give some away. We would go door to door. And I found that you keep getting a no, and then you keep going, and then there was a yes. That would boost your faith to go farther and farther and farther. Amen. One of the things I found out is that things change, fans change, clothes, the way people dress change. Some things they were wearing back in the 60s, they bring it back in the 20th century. But one thing that will always be the same, that one thing I love is that God's word is always the same. God said, he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. God is the same. I love that. His word does not change. His word was there when Jesus was teaching the disciples, that same word blesses us and works for us just like it did then. The word of God will never change. He said heaven and earth will pass away till but his word would not pass. If you get a chance, read Luke 18, the whole chapter. It's talking about prayer. It's talking about being persistent. Whatever it is you're doing, you have to be persistent. One of the things that will help grow you in business is word of mouth. Word of mouth is one of the greatest ways it will grow. Send out a survey. How did you hear about us? Ask them how they hear about you in your business. Write the vision. I heard a motivational speaker say, he said, if you don't write it down, it'll just be a wish. In other words, if you don't write down what God has given you, you'll forget it or you'll keep putting it off. But it's something about writing it down. He said, write the vision. Do an objective for 6 months to a year of goals of what you want to accomplish. Do a budget. Amen. Watch the spending. Be sensitive to your spirit, to what the Holy Spirit is putting into your inner man, what he's speaking to you. Amen. Be sensitive. Amen. The Holy Spirit's timing is one of the greatest keys. When God says, get business cards, get business cards. The Holy Spirit is working. When God says, send emails promptly. Tell workers to come early. You might have to go over something before starting. Stay off the phone when working. Amen. Stop taking long breaks. These things hinder growth and business productivity. Amen. Keep building. Keep building. In Matthew 7 and 24, I'm going to turn to it. Let's turn to Matthew 7 and 24. Matthew. Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and 24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the flood descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not to be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and bare upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Whatever we are building, whether it be our relationships, business, our relationship with God, it's all got to be built on Christ. All got to be built on the rock. One of the things I like in the Bible is that it talked about back in Genesis how Noah had built, or God gave him the instructions to build an ark. And today we call that the ark of safety. Amen. Keep on building. Keep building. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Not by power, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Everything we build is going to be through God's spirit. I'm just about to close. Last scripture. Matthew 16. Then Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea and Philippi and asked his disciples, whom do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto him, but whom do ye say I am? And Simon Peter answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. Flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And he answered and said unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm done. Amen. I tried to get it all in. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah. 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 We pray on today that every virtue that left your body. Father God, we ask that you restore them, oh God. Oh, restore them to overflow, that you have even more to give, oh God, even during this week, to those that he will encounter in the name of Jesus Christ, that you may receive all the glory, all the honor and praise belongs to you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, the doors of the church are open. If there be one on today. Hallelujah.
Amen. There may be one today. If you have heard this message today and you just feel this inclining on your heart, this tugging on your heart, give your life over to Christ. Amen. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, well, I invite you today to accept Jesus Christ into your life. Amen. 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 You have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and you would like to pray the prayer of salvation, do press one. Press one. This is the most important thing that you can ever do in your life. The most important thing you can ever do in your life is being born again. Most important decision. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are online, and You want to give your life over to Christ, do call in. 845-277-9213. And then press 1. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God is so good. He is so good. I'd like every single one of the members of the church, I'd like for y'all to come together with Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Lauren Green. And I'd like for y'all to pray with us.
Amen.
Because our daughters today have made a decision today. They're going to give their life over to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know that heaven is rejoicing.
Yes,
when children, when yes, children come to the Lord. Amen. Stand right here, Kenyon and Victoria. Amen. Jayla. I'd like for y'all just to repeat this prayer after me. All right. Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner. And today I repent of each and every one of my sins. And I ask you to come into my life. To be my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this free gift of forgiveness.
Thank you, Lord, for this free gift of forgiveness.
I confess that you died for each and every one of my sins.
I confess that you died for each and every one of my sins.
Went to hell for me. And on the third day rose again. And now you are seated in heavenly places. The day you died is the day that I died. And the day that you rose again is the same day that I rose again with you. And I thank you, Lord. For saving me. Thank you. And today I say,
by faith,
that I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And don't let this moment right here be just a last moment. See, now when you accept Jesus Christ into your life, you need to understand something happened. What happened is that you have just entered into eternal life.
Amen.
That's the biggest thing you can do. You are saved. You have just entered into eternal life. Now, right now, at this moment, right now, do you know that God is doing a new work in you? Right now, a new work in you, King. A new work in you, Victoria. A new work in you, Jayla. Right now. I'm not saying that this is going to be anything easy, but what I am saying is that this whole journey, this whole walk, this whole life, this new life that you're going to live, you're going to see him work these new things in you, glory and glory, more glory and more glory. Amen.
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 God bless y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Apostle.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Heaven is rejoicing right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
For this day. Amen. And all that you have done and all that you are doing and all that you're about to do in the life of your children. For we are your children. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've been counted worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we are saved. Glory to God again. We thank all that's here in Sunday service and Minister Lynn Green for bringing that message that was necessary. Amen. Hallelujah. We do apologize for the little one in the background, but he's in Sunday service on today. Amen. So we just thank God this time. We are going to have our announcements for today. Hallelujah. We welcome our children, the body of Christ. They made a decision to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
hallelujah, ahead of their life, the lift of their head. And we just pray that they will hold on to it and know that joy is here, peace is here. Hallelujah, the gift of salvation is received in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our announcements for today. Today is May the 20th. Is it the 21st? May 21st. May 21st. Wow, we are really getting through this month of May. May 21st. We thank God for the new day. Amen. Our announcements as follows. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawani Commanding, a minister on the roster, Minister Warren Green. We thank God for you all. Our Sunday, our announcements are as follows. Monday at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on Church Line at 845-277-9213. Join us if you can. We'd love to have you. Wednesday night, Bible study at 7 p.m. We'd love to see you in attendance. We'd like to see more of you all in attendance at Bible study and our Sunday services. Amen. We are preparing to go out in the month of July, July 8th, our street ministry. Amen. We're going out to serve. We have been called to serve. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. If you are here in Houston, I would like for you to join us. I will be contacting you. Amen. And if you're not, you still could be a part of the move. Amen. And you can actually send in an offering or donation to the ministry as we go out to serve what we have been called to serve. You are celebrating those who are celebrating the birthday in the month of May. Anyone that's celebrating a birthday here in the month of May, you know, my mother, Carol, she celebrated her birthday on May 7th, and there are so many birthdays here in the month of May. We couldn't name them all. So we just wish everybody a happy birthday this month of May. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life, and the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength, and that you will have long life. Amen, that there will be no lack of God's goodness operating through and about your life and those that you love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Those who are celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of May, happy anniversary. Praise that God will continue to bless your union with long life together. May the peace of the Lord reign over your life, your relationship. Hallelujah. That you all will see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and speak with a new tongue that will bless and not curse. Amen. That will encourage and not discourage. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you. And may you always have the favor of God upon your marriage. For the Bible said that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Yes. And I decree and declare that favor has increased the more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And that does conclude our announcements for today, Sunday, May 21st. I'm sorry, we do have a play. I wish to get this. Next Saturday and Sunday, we are putting on the production, Enough is Enough. If you're here in Houston, surrounding cities, or if you'll be visiting the city of Houston, join us. Come out and have a good time as we, the Good Comedy, presents Enough is Enough. It's a reality comedy stage play. We're looking forward to it. If you can join us at Showtime, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday at 5:30 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. You can get more information and tickets by going to the website at www.thegoodcomedy.com. All right. So that does conclude our announcements. Amen and amen. This time we're going to receive them for our tithes and offering. I didn't forget about that earlier. If you have your tithes and offering, amen, we will receive those at this time. Hallelujah. If you have Cash App, you send those over to Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 832-989-3649. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. Lord, we thank you, God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing. Your word said you give seed to the sower. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be able to sow. Amen. And you, Father God, that give the increase. Father God, you are the giver of all good things. And your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory, O God. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Amen. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely, not from compulsion, for there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would use us
and all we have as you will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manny, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manny, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. Amen. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. Amen. We bless you to have a great understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you and that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. I want to thank God, you know, just for this day. You know, this is such a special day. I'm just so overwhelmed. Thank you, Minister Learn, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in the way that he used you. If that wasn't an on-time message today, oh, that was an on-time message today, because you never know what, and you said this here, and you said you never know what's going on in a person's life, and God will put a word in your mouth, you know, the very message that he needs for you to hear. May God bless you, and may God keep you in each and every way. May every single virtue that left your body, may it be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank each and every one of you for helping, you know, in this walk. See, we all have to be a part of God's body. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and Minister Learn, he and his family, his wife, and my wife and my children. We see we're all here together. And Apostle Tawanika and I, you know, we thank y'all for helping us, see, because y'all help us. You know, we have teenage daughters. And see, when you, Uncle Joe, when you come to sing and Minister Learn, when you come to minister, see, y'all just don't even know how much y'all help us, you know, in our home with our children. And we'll be calling y'all, you know, thank y'all for helping us. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of an everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Keep the word of God in your mouth. Keep it in your heart, on your mind. Don't allow Satan to strip the word of God from you. Amen. Remember, Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in.
want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Sing and shout, then I